broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy. Habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal? Huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah. Who was that? We got a special guest, bro.
Que huele, como están todos? Que huele, raza? You know, so.
Yay. How do we respond to that?
I don't know.
Why do you guys look confused as fuck? You motherfuckers are about to go to Mexico.
No.
And you guys look confused as fuck.
Wait. They speak that way in Mexico?
Oh my God. They're gonna give you
that Chilango shit, bro. Yeah.
Fuck.
Especially if you go to like little vendors, they're gonna be like, que no les digan, que no les cuenten, porque a lo mejor le mienten. Trying to sell you something.
And before you know that, your fucking pants are around your ankles and you're fucked, bro.
Oh, come on. I don't want to go there then.
Who's fucking me? They're fast talkers, bro.
Yeah, they're fast. And then you got to be careful.
I heard you have to order, when you order a quesadilla, you have to tell them you want cheese in it.
Yes, I heard that too.
Is that fucking true?
That's El Salvador, bitch.
No, bitch.
That's Mexico City. Give it to you with cheese?
No, in El Salvador, anything you order comes with cheese automatically. Automatically.
Oh. What the fuck?
Immediately.
You actually got to say no cheese. You know what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, el taco, they call it a quesadilla.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. So when you ask if you want a quesadilla, dile, me das una quesadilla con queso.
That makes no fucking sense.
See, yeah. Or what we've had over there too, they call them sincronizadas.
What does that mean?
Sincronizadas, I think they have what, jamon or some shit? Mm-hmm. They have something. It's like a quesadilla. Is a torta or something? Some shit. I don't know.
So is it like a dance of synchronized ham sandwiches?
Probably. I'm not sincronizada.
Synchronized.
Yeah, but that should give you the shits.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't want the shit, bro. I want to be able to enjoy my trip. It seems like every time that you go to Mexico, you get the shits, but at the end of the trip. Right. Hopefully it happens again. Well, you know what? No, I hope it doesn't. Because I have a special engagement. Right. So I can't. But see, I have a theory about that. Uh-huh. At the end of the trip, you ramp up like your adventurous spirit about like all the food that you're eating. That's true. Now you're like, you know, I'm about to leave. I got to eat everything I can. Yes. So that's probably why you start getting the shits at the end. That's true. And it makes sense.
My goal is always to bring back what I ate over there and drop it off here.
Oh, see.
That's always my goal.
What it really is all the cocaine I snort
when I'm
there. Because I'm like, holy shit, it's time to leave. I still have half a fucking eight ball. So I just gotta do it, man.
Wow, so you just gotta purge right before you leave.
Yeah, because that shit makes you shit.
Okay. What the fuck, bro? I did not know that.
Yeah,
you didn't know that? It's a diuretic? Damn, bro.
It's a baby formula in it, I think, when they cut it.
Some shit like that.
They put something in it that cuts it that gives you the shit. In the 80s, is if you got the shits or the runs, it was some good fucking coca.
I never knew that.
That meant it was good?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Man, get with the no, bro.
We're not into that shit. We don't know that.
I guess I don't hang out with you enough. You don't. But you know what? You have 5 days to do it.
He's like, damn, Jericho's been shitting this whole trip.
Cram session.
Damn.
Like, he doesn't know, but I've been putting coke in his quesadillas.
Con queso.
That ain't cheese.
Oh, man. But for the lady fellas and fellas that haven't figured it out, man, we have Ramon in the building.
Ramon.
You got to roll the R's.
Yes. He needs no introduction. First of all, we only call him by his first name. We don't even need to say a last name, right?
Right.
No. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Madonna
I don't think Bartos can pronounce it.
I don't even know his last name.
if I wrote it down for him, he would butcher it.
Write it down.
You would still mess it up.
I bet you I can say it.
Right, we'll give it a break.
We'll do it, and then all three of us will take a shot at it.
Yeah.
All
right. Sound it out, bro. Let's do it. I'm down. What's the word, man?
Life has been awesome. It's been great. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those when Jericho reached out, mm-hmm. I couldn't pass it down, you know?
Good. Well, we were hedging our bets. I mean, this has been a little bit of a common theme for the last, what, like 6 weeks? Yeah. Where we ask Bartos, hey, are we going to have a show today? And then Bartos says, Maybe.
Right.
He doesn't give you a definite answer, no, right?
Never.
No, yes, no, no.
And I don't know if you've listened to the last show, Barlos, when it was just Jericho and I.
Of course I listened, oh, bro.
Dude, we put an advertisement out there for, like, if the ladies were interested again to giving you some pussy so you can be more consistent.
You know what? I think
did
that,
it work?
That's no. No. I barely made it here today.
It's like, come on, lady fellas, help us out,
help
man.
Help us out. We need Bartles out back on the fucking train.
Fucking Victoria's messaged us. He was like, "Hey, are we having a show today?" I was like, I guess.
Oh man.
And then I was like, you know what? Rewind. You know what? I can't, man. I'm in Mexico.
No. Wait,
and then I remembered that Jerky's going too. So I'm like, fuck.
It's a lying ass motherfucker.
Like, fuck. So okay, I guess I'll be there. God damn.
Yeah. So yeah, when Jerky reached out, he's like, "Hey, just in case, keep it in the back burner. We're not sure because he does this, especially when a trip's coming up."
Right.
You know, he's all like, yeah. So I'm all like, you know what? Put me down. Even if he does show up, I want to be there. I want to mess with his ear again.
Yeah, that's good. When I showed up, I was like, I saw his car. I was like, oh, shit, Ramon's here. Like,
no, you were talking shit when you walked in.
I
you were talking shit.
Like, guilty.
You know, for a second.
Whose hoopty is that?
For a second, I was like, should I leave?
Somebody's here.
I have a third person, so.
But he is your Jort brother, bro. Did you not know that?
I love the Jort.
No, I wear the Shants.
That's when you take a shit in your pants,
no,
right?
No. That's a Shant. No, a Shart.
A shart.
Oh, my bad.
A Shart in his Shart.
Yeah. I sharted in my Shants. So you want to know what Shants are?
Yes.
Yes. I've never heard that term before.
Okay. So my girl and my daughter, they like to riff, right? We all clown each other and everything. So one day they started like, "Hey, are you gonna wear your shants today?" I'm like, "The fuck? What is that? Your short pants."
Yeah. <fuck?
laughs> Your short pants. I'm like, ah, cabrona. I'm like, all right, that's a good one. You got me. You got me with that one. I'm like,
you're lucky I fucking love you.
No,
God damn it.
You're lucky that we're already committed, right? Wow. That would have been a deal breaker.
Wow.
Nobody makes fun of my shorts. My shorts.
I get made fun of my jorts because, you know, I mean, they're shorts.
Right.
They're the epitome. They're the definition of what fucking shorts should be, right?
Well, the thing is, you try to make them stylish. That's probably why they make fun of you.
Try?
You cuff them up, no?
Try?
Yeah, you cuff them up.
So they're longer. They're longer than what they're supposed to.
They're not that much longer, though.
Yeah, those are two cuffs right there.
Yeah, but not only that, sometimes he has like the little hebritas. What do you call that?
The distress look.
Yeah,
stress.
And I was like, hey, come on. Let's go back to the roll up.
That's style, man.
I understand, bro, but that's you're taking a risk, bro.
But they changed the name. Now they're like Hoochie Daddy shorts or some shit.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what they're calling them?
Well, I think you're
like the shorter ones.
Yeah, kinda. Those are Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I thought you were wearing Hoochie Daddy shorts right now.
Well, you know what? I thought I was too.
You know what the whole purpose of a Hoochie Daddy short is, right?
Yeah, to fucking get laid.
Exactly. All right, so you're putting out all
Wait
the
Wait a
shots.
Minute. Laid by who?
Anything.
By women. No.
No. Listen, let's clarify.
No,
women.
No, women. And recently transitioned women.
Oh, well, no.
Because it's okay.
No, it's
not. The transitioned women are kind of looking hotter than regular women.
Exactly.
Like, they're losing that. Real women are losing that battle, bro.
Dude. Because
they stopped trying, though.
I know.
That's unfortunate.
I know some women that have given up.
They throw in the towel?
I don't want to say the names, but, you know.
There's a lot of names.
One starts with an M and ends with Ulma. JM.
Come on.
What the fuck, man?
But, you know, back to the shorts, man.
Right.
I do wear shorts, but, you know, I wear the shorts the way that they should be worn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I show off my, you know, they're 3 to 10 inches above the knee.
Sure.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a very big range, bro.
You know, it depends on how hot it is outside. You know?
Right. Okay.
And since I got my knee done, and then I got more done up in the quad.
Yeah. So you're showing it off.
You know, so I'm showing it off even more.
Oh, okay.
Right. And like, why am I going to cover up such a great, you know, artistic job of that?
Right.
You know, with some fucking cloth.
Right.
Fuck
so
that.
So where do you like the dick print to be, on the right side of your leg or on the left side of your leg?
It's I'm right-handed, so it swings right.
The fuck? You're like, that guy must be right-handed.
That way it's an easy reach when you want to scratch it.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you thinking that I have a penis that swings either way. But you
know, wait.
I am a medium-sized gentleman.
Just right.
So it just stays right. In the middle.
Stays in the middle.
I have what they call a neutral dick.
I've never heard that before.
It's in a neutral thing. It doesn't go right. Doesn't go left.
No. Switzerland.
Okay. You know what I thought you meant? Neutral. You know, I take a man or a woman.
Like, oh, no. No.
We did not mean that.
I was shaking my head. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll take
that. Yeah, he's open to the idea.
See, at this point, I guess since he's an unfucked Unsully, he's like, fuck it. Whatever comes, yeah.
Lo que caiga.
Whatever comes, however I come.
Oh, yeah, man. Whatever makes you come, brother.
I guess so, right?
Yeah. But see, like, I know that you're, what, 35, so I'm, like, 18 years older than you.
Yeah. Damn, man, you're fucking old, bro. Yeah. Holy shit. Victoria.
What?
No, 13. 13 years old, sorry.
You're fucking old, bro.
You're 48.
I'm going to be 48, yeah.
48. Holy shit.
Holy.
Yeah, I'm going to be 48.
I can't imagine myself being fucking that old, bro.
Come on.
He's like, I don't even think I'll make it.
I don't think I'm going to make it past 36.
Yeah, so I grew up in the time where, you know, if you wore shorts, you wore them as below the knee
for
and
sure,
and with high socks.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I, not to cut you off, but I used to be, you know,
that guy
in that life as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you when know? You were a blood cuz.
I was, you know, I remember I used to be a blood cuz.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
How would I make that? I forgot how to do that shit. I haven't been a blood cuz in a while, man. So I forgot. Mm. But yeah, man, that was my life, you know, fucking walking around with fucking red and blue and shit.
Yeah. But do you know that all of a sudden it's not cool to wear ankle socks? Did you guys get the memo?
I heard something about that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Does the Generation Z or whatever, the Zennials, I don't know what the
Zoomers.
Fuck they're called. Zoomers, is that what it is?
Yeah.
They just said ankle socks are out. Mid-level are in.
Yeah, because you want to be a down-ass fool. Like, that's what they're pushing.
Really?
The higher the socks, the downer the fool.
Listen, man, it took me a long fucking time to get to the ankle socks, and now I don't want to go back. I refuse to go back to the fucking...
So you worked your way down to ankle socks?
I worked my way down, yeah. I just refused to do it when I was younger.
But you start at fucking thigh highs or what?
Yeah, bro, like right under the knee.
Right under the knee. Yeah, the calf held them up.
Yeah, the ones with the little colored stripes.
With the stripes,
yes.
Yeah.
Over it, bro.
I've been telling you guys for a number of years that the ankle highs are out.
What?
You needed to go lower.
You need to go lower.
Or you need to go higher.
You have to
bro.
Do the no shows, man. No shows.
Under the ankle.
I can't do no shows, bro.
That's a little too.
No, because then you look like a fucking 1980s aerobics instructor, like, walking around with your fucking knee, fucking ankle high socks.
I just want to look like a dad, bro.
Yeah.
You know you look you.
It's a mission accomplished, bitch.
But, you know, you fucking pass with flying colors, bro.
That's Victoria's. A fucking dad. That's a fucking dad.
There goes a dad. There goes a dad.
Point out the dad.
That's a fucking dad.
You're the poster boy for dads.
He said, look at those shoes.
Oh, man.
See, I coordinate with my shoes. So if my shoes are black, I do the black socks. But if I have gray shoes, I do the gray socks. And if I have white shoes, I do the white ankle socks.
What about the pink shoes?
See, I don't have pink socks, though.
Salmon?
Huh? No, not even. No. Just the pink shoes. So I can go either way on that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I just figured it out there.
I have my highlight shoes, my you know, those bright ones.
That's right.
I wear black socks with those.
Really?
And they're no-shows, so you really can't tell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't. I tried the ankle socks. I tried them for a while, but fucking zancudos killed it for me.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Those little fucking ankle-biting fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would get me, so I'm like, son of a bitch, if I had my long socks and my shants, I'm kind of protected.
You know what? That's not even true anymore. These motherfuckers go through clothes now.
Right.
What? Yeah, but thin shorts like yours, yes. Oh. Not fucking denim, dude.
Yeah.
They break their fucking...
Oh.
I've put a couple of motherfuckers in disability with because of that shit.
They're fucking...
Is it not the shants?
Yeah, they can't work anymore. They fucking...
No, these are not the jorts.
The jorts.
These are stronger.
Yeah.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas. I know it's early, man, but fuck, I got to also question already.
You know
man.
What? It's too goddamn early for that.
Nah, you know what? I'm gonna make it special because you guys are early. Leaving to Mexico.
No, you know what? Fuck that shit. No, you know what? I got something to say.
Okay.
Right. Oh, fuck. I want to hear this. I want to hear what you got to say.
All I got to say is, hold.
No.
Hold.
Yeah, for what?
It's back.
What? Oh, it's starting.
It's
starting.
Back, baby.
Wait, what? What?
Crypto.
Oh, crypto.
It's back.
It's coming back.
And it's back with a vengeance,
What
man.
Are we talking? How much are they at right now?
We are talking today. It went up. So far, it's been up 20%.
Which one? All of them?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them. And well, damn. At least all of the ones that I 20%. Currently hold crypto in.
Wow.
So for those listeners, I think we have listeners.
Yeah, we have a couple.
All right. For those listeners that have been listening to me this entire fucking time, and I told you to hold.
For the past, what, 20 years?
For the past 3 years.
Oh, we haven't had a show 20 years, have we?
All right, bitch, I was fucking still sucking milk out of my mama's titty.
I've seen you in one of the videos.
Remember? Oh, one of the ugly videos.
Wow.
And, Cherokee,
and the ugly one was you, Andrew.
I know. You know my mama had good, nice titties. Okay?
Oh, shit.
Come on.
All right. All right.
Not no more.
I got it.
You sucked it off the life right out of
them. They're flappy as fuck now.
Man. All right. Talking about sucking, man. Let me.
No, you're
not done?
You do not skip over my crypto talk.
Oh, I thought you were done.
I am done. All I'm saying,
wow,
for you guys that held and lady fellas that held, congratulations, man.
Yes.
It's back.
So, Sal?
No, bitch. The fuck? Are you not listening to me?
Hey, it went up 20%.
Hold. You do not sell. Man.
Ever.
Even though you think you have money.
No.
You don't. You don't.
Is this why this guy walked in with a fucking new era hat?
Uh-huh.
Brand new with a sticker on it.
Looking like fucking Fred Durst and shit.
He just got 20% bump on his money.
Hell yeah. And it still got the sticker on it.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Shit. He's like, because I'm going to return that shit. Once it starts dropping.
I know. The tag's underneath. Nah, fucking hold, man. Fucking hold.
Oh,
hold
shit.
And keep buying. All right. My buy right now, the recommendation is buy Solana. It's at 182 a coin right now. Keep buying it. Mark my words. Remember when I said mark my words
yes,
last
sir.
Time?
Yes, yes sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Solana would be at $500 in 6 months.
Wow.
Mark my words.
And it's at
192 right now?
182 right now.
182.
About a month ago, it was at 115.
Wow.
Okay.
So keep on buying.
I like it. All right.
I like it.
And this show is not Barlow's is not a
financial advisor.
I am not a financial advisor. I do not mine my own crypto, even though I wanted to, but I fucking didn't do it. I should have done it, but it's okay. I'm just buying it.
Just letting you know.
And bringing in the potential of being free from working and
that's true.
Seeing your faces.
Yeah. Investing in a dream, bro.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This advice is for entertainment purposes only.
The money is not real.
Not real.
Unless you withdraw. But I don't want you to withdraw. I want you to hold.
Hold. Okay. All
right.
You ready, bitch?
Now that that's out of the way.
Hold.
Okay. And we were talking about sucking titties.
Yeah. Were you ready to sleep?
Hold the titty.
You ready to sleep with some relatives or what, man?
No. No.
Yeah,
of course not.
Fucking also fucking demented, dog. I don't know where he gets this shit from.
I have a cute cousin though that would fuck.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. That's all right.
I get that.
I can't get her pregnant anyway, so why not?
Oh. Wait, hold on. Oh. That doesn't work that way, bro.
No, he's in the clear.
You forgot.
He,
oh.
You don't listen to me, huh?
I'm sorry, not really, no.
Ponme más atención,
cabrón. I know. That's another fun fact that you just missed about Barlow's. Come on. Dude, okay, so that should make it, like, you can't do the inbreeding because you can't get her pregnant.
Right.
So it's not wrong.
It isn't wrong.
It's fucking wrong.
In my book.
Is it?
No, it's completely wrong.
Why?
In the book, it says if you cannot get her pregnant, you
the good book, right?
You can continue.
The good book.
It's in the New Testament.
In the New Testament.
The Revised New Testament. The
revised one.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so if you had a girl, right?
Wow.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm just saying.
If. Or let's just say if you had a father, right?
Wow.
Come on, Jericho.
I did not mean that.
Come on,
Jericho. I did not mean that.
Right.
Poor Barlow's.
That's fucked. Don't put words in my mouth.
Jericho, don't tempt me.
I got next. Where do I put my quarter? I know, right? Where do I put my quarter?
Put your quarter.
But before, you used to pull out? Or what did you do when you nutted?
I would try to pull out. Yeah.
You try to pull out. Yeah. Mm. And have you ever just gone all the way nutting and fucking just going fucking ham, bro, just going hard as fuck into the pussy when you were nutting?
Yes, sir. Mm.
And you love that better, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So now.
Bitch, I still nut.
I understand, but you do it with your hand or something.
Wow.
What the fuck?
I don't know what I mean. That's what I'm saying. When you pull out, you fucking finish with your hand.
I'm gonna start a GoFundMe for Bartles. I'm gonna get him a fleshlight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So wait, you fuck a girl and then you finish in the fleshlight? That doesn't make any fucking sense. What are you talking about?
You are making no fucking sense.
I am not. No, what I'm asking you is this. So now that you have your vasectomy, you get to finish in the girl.
It's a cream pie, yeah.
Yes. And before, you didn't do that.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, but he was more reserved.
Yeah, I was more reserved, or, you know, I was more, you know, had a plan B, you know?
You had to do the math.
Come on.
What?
You resorted to the pill?
Hell yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck?
He's two punch outs away from getting a free one.
What the fuck?
I'm at eight. I needed two more.
Did you have like a little package, a little something, a little gift basket for the girl? Yeah. So like right after you nutted in her, you give her a little teddy bear.
In the morning when they wake up on the nightstand.
Yeah.
You know, here's your teddy bear and there's a little box with the plan B.
Plan B.
He's not a monster. He's a decent man.
Yeah. The fuck?
Hey, but would you?
And I make breakfast. Made breakfast.
Okay.
You know, but you know, the stipulation is, okay, did you take the pill?
Right. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. I'm like, would they have to take the pill in front of you?
Yeah, of course. Right? What the fuck?
And then you make sure that she takes out her tongue to make sure that it went down the hatch,
swallowed, right?
Right,
exactly.
Yes, yeah. Okay. See, that makes sense.
That's smart.
Hey, man, $50 is cheaper than fucking a lifetime of misery of raising a child that you don't even love.
Wait, you didn't get the bulk rate?
The bulk? this is number five.
You can get them at Sam's Club, bro.
No, I'm saying, you know, if you were buying one at a time. But, yeah, of course, you got to go to the clubs, bro.
The Costco.
Yeah, the Costco, Sam's Club. Yeah, exactly.
I think they even have them smart and final. I don't know if you guys knew.
I'm high class, bro.
You got to shop in the degenerate section and shit, man.
I know.
Oh, they're like, look at these motherfuckers buying Plan
Next
B.
Next thing he's going to say, you should go to Food for Less.
it's like the porn section at the video store. Little curtain in the back.
How the fuck did we get here? What are we talking about?
I don't know, man.
I'm still waiting on.
Oh, because Victoria's supposed to sleep with somebody.
No, we were saying it was okay to sleep with your cousin if you can't get her pregnant.
Yeah.
So that's like a pass and shit.
Yeah. That's a horrible way to fucking put it.
It's great.
It's not incest. It's
no,
because it doesn't become inbreeding until they give birth, right?
No, it's still inbreeding.
Really?
Yes. Really?
No, there's no breeding.
No, but we're not breeding. Oh, we're breathing.
Oh, no.
I know, but
heavily.
It seems like you're trying.
Or wait, they would call it incest. Incest would be like with your family,
yeah,
right?
Because when you cest is when that
right. So you don't necessarily have to get them pregnant because then that's inbreeding.
Right.
Gotcha.
Ooh. But you're trying. It seems like you're trying hard.
No, I mean.
Well, how am I trying if I'm.
I
deliberately went to a fucking. A man to cut off my balls.
I know, but the whole act is the act of trying to impregnate. That's the whole reason that we fuck, right?
No, you're not trying to impregnate anybody.
I know. I don't fuck to fucking get people pregnant.
Hey, why do you think we want to fuck so much? We want to spread our seed everywhere and anywhere.
We want to get my dick wet.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Shit. Man. So all right, Victoria, you ready or what?
Let's go, man.
You ready? Oh, you ready for the fucking also question,
we've been
man.
Here forever already, dude.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? So this one is involving your parents, right?
Sure.
Whether you have two parents, whether you have one parent, doesn't matter. So the question is, if you could extend the life of your parents by going down on one of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you go down on one of them, but it extends both their lives. So you get a 2-for-1. So who, what parent would you go down on? Wow. I don't even want to answer this. I feel fucking dirty even asking this fucking question.
To completion.
To fuck. Fucking also.
And completion is a long time.
Oh, if you're doing it right, no. I know, right?
And I mean, who takes longer, a guy or a girl?
It depends,
if
bro.
If you're doing it right.
If you're yeah. doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
That's a hard question to
but
ask.
But I think for the most part, though, is the female is going to take a little longer, right? Because, you know, their parts are, you know, I think they're made more complicated than ours, you know?
So. Right.
Yeah. For me, I can fucking just jerk it for like 15 seconds right here with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
done.
And
be good, right?
I don't believe it.
He's like, I don't believe it. He's like, prove it.
Prove it, loser. Such a loser.
Hey, make some room for me in the couch, Mike.
He said, we gonna check out the show. Yeah, no, that's a tough question, man. I don't
think my mom shaved, so I don't know if I'm going to go down.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
So you think your dad does?
Oh,
but does it matter? I mean...
Can you
dude, there's
can you just
fucking,
let them die or
no?
Damn,
there's pews on the shaft.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, if I had a choice, I would just let them die.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
because you know, they've lived long enough.
Yeah,
they lived life.
Yeah,
I'm on that one.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what? They did their time. They did. You know what? I love you. I just yeah.
My brain just goes to like. If you deep throat your dad, you just like it at that point, right? Like that's
no,
why would you do it?
No, you're doing it right.
No,
right.
That's what it is.
Or what if
right.
or what if you're doing it and then your mom starts giving you tips, bro?
No, le gusta así.
Así no le gusta. Agárrale los huevos, mijo.
Sóbale el sartén.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a disturbing question, bro.
Yes.
And then your dad gets pissed off, kind of like when you used to hold a flashlight.
Yeah.
Over here, motherfucker. Aquí, cabrón.
Así no way.
He grabs your head and he's like, then he's deep throwing you.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Sounds like a...
I think Jerick is going to let his parents die.
Yeah.
After all of that.
Shit, man. So what are you doing? Him. What are you doing, Jericho? You gonna You gonna let him die?
I'm still thinking about it, bro. You guys are convincing me to go to my mom's route.
Damn, cause
wait, they have to come?
Well, Jericho added that on, so he said to completion.
I think you have to, bro.
God.
Why leave him frustrated, right?
Right.
My son, they're gonna be like, "Ese es mijo."
You gotta make him proud, bro.
Mi gallo.
Mi gallo. This is mi gallo.
Okay.
Can you?
So hold on. So you go down on your mom, right?
Yeah.
But your dad overhears her enjoying it better with you than with him.
Oh.
So that's going to cause friction in the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So now you extended their lives only for them to be bitter at each other.
And
take them out.
Your dad's going to end up killing you.
Why me?
Because you're the one that ate your mom's pussy.
Because you're the other man.
Yeah.
I'm extending his life.
And your mom's.
Now he has another 15 years of eating her pussy if he wants to fucking try hard.
Well, it's been tainted.
Yeah, but now your mom's like, you know who does it better?
Listen, if they bring
me...
Tu hijo!
If they bring me in the room to teach my dad, then that'll scar me for life.
Oh, so this won't.
No.
He's like, I'm doing a good deed.
Right.
I saved their life.
Jesus.
Fucking A. This doesn't even feel right, bro.
No, mine are dying.
No,
if they ain't dying, I'm killing them.
Oh, man.
No. Fuck that shit.
What if it's to extend your life? Because you're about to die.
Fuck.
I had a good run. I had a good run.
See, but you're 48. I'm only 35, bro. I still have, you know, a few years of good time, you know.
Yeah, he's right.
I think your math is off, but all right, I'm going to go with it. I think your math is off. But you know what? You did go to the public school system, right?
I did.
At USD. Aww. So kind of like, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take it as a diss, but I'm not smart enough to understand that one.
It's like, whoosh.
Went over my
head. Victoria's here went private, so he gets it.
I get it. I took notes.
And it was all boys.
It was, man. I didn't date much in high school.
Wait, he said much, right?
Much.
Damn you, smart motherfuckers.
No, that's street smarts right there.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Hernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I got a question for you guys.
What's up, man?
Whose house would you break into?
Whose house? Ram's house, no, motherfucker.
That's what this movie came a Ram's house.
I don't know how. Since it went up 20%, now he's rich.
Imaginary, though. Okay. I haven't pulled it out because you got to hold.
Well, yeah, keep holding.
You haven't pulled it out because you did a vasectomy.
Wow.
You don't need to pull out.
Oh, wait.
You don't need to pull out.
That wasn't the diff.
See, everything comes out of my mouth.
Oh,
wait!
I'm like, all right. Hey, make a roof for me. Send the couch.
Let me get back to the question.
Okay, man, go.
All right, if you had a choice, if you had the ability to break into anyone's house, celebrity or regular person, who would it be? And they're not there, so don't say, oh, to this celebrity, so I can hang out with them. No. No one's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Mm.
Huh. Can I touch things?
You can touch things, yeah. Why not?
I'm going to Anna's house.
Anna?
Anna.
Bitch. Oh, you guys are on first name basis?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she don't know that, but I.
So Anna de Armas. Anna de Armas. That's what you're saying.
So they won't know that he's been in there, right?
No. They.
So they're not going to take like fingerprints or anything like that?
Let's just say.
Right, because I have a record, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, right away.
Right away. Immediately to jail.
Let's just say he's wearing gloves and there's no cameras. How's that? Like, no one will find out. You just want to go to her house and then learn a little bit about her. You're going to her house first.
Sure.
Okay.
Can you take shit?
Man, I don't know.
I mean,
I guess you can.
Okay.
I mean,
as much as you can carry.
I wouldn't take anything, but I would, you know, totally go through shit.
And ooh, like sniffer panties.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. Wait, so you'd have to go to her hamper, though.
Oh, I mean, it's there.
I mean, it's there, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
When's the last time you sniffed some panties?
Like whose? mine are called briefs. Never mind. Stupid. I don't know if I would go to the hamper. I would rather smell the clean underwear. I don't know. Man.
Why would you want to smell?
Because everybody stinks, bro. It doesn't matter how hot you are.
Yes.
You're still fucking nasty. Mm-mm.
You're sniffing the front part, not the ass part, bro.
Oh. Fuck both of them, dude.
Fuck.
What if she has a yeast infection that day? Because the fucking still from Ben Affleck.
It's an extra special day for you.
It's like,
nah, I don't want to lose the
really?
the image I have of her. So okay. I'm gonna go to the. I'm gonna pretend her cabinet is her hamper, and her underwear always smells delicious.
I don't know if you knew this, but those OnlyFans girls,
uh-huh.
Is that what they're called? OnlyFans?
Sure.
They sell.
Is that what it's called?
You know, what you guys call
it? I don't know this. I have no idea.
What's the name of their profession? The site? What is it?
I don't. No, that's not.
Is that profession taxed?
Is it
all?
Fans only? Oh, fans only, right? No.
Exactly.
Only fans.
Right. I don't know if you guys knew, but they sell underwear, used underwear that they've worn all day, and they'll sell it for like $500.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a lady who used to sell farts in a jar, bro.
That's right.
And sick people used to buy them.
Exactly.
How many do you have?
Bitch. No, I was the one selling them.
Hey, bitch, just fart in this shit.
So you're the lady.
I'm the lady. I just used to pay that bitch for the pictures.
Did you name your farts, bro?
Imagine. No.
That'd be awesome.
This will be chimichanga. Fucking this will be chilaquiles. Frijoles puercos.
People are disturbing, dog. They're just fine. They're so disturbed.
But you know what? They're making money.
Yes, they are.
You know what? You know what? Don't gloss over this whole selling dirty underwear to people.
No. I mean, that's the business right
there. We should fucking hire some chick.
Oh, yeah.
To fucking give us her shit. Well, you know, we tell her, you give us the underwear, we'll promote it, we'll fucking sell
it. We're the middlemen.
And we'll give you the,
I'm in this venture, right?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, copyright patent pending.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we're like, oh, you know, we'll give you 30%, 40%, and, you know, we'll do the rest.
Yeah. She does the easy part.
Yeah.
All she's got to do is wear it.
Yeah.
Dude, or we can cut her out and just have you wear them, Barlos.
They'll be stretched out.
They won't even know.
They'll be stretched out.
We'll get on that BB Dub fucking website,
bro. You can't really stretch out thongs, right?
I don't know, bitch.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess so.
You know what? I'm not going to do it.
That's it.
I thought about it, but no.
All right, well.
How do we get to this?
Ana de Armas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I will smell her underwear.
Damn.
That's the first thing you go to.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What else am I going to go to? I'll lay in her bed.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm fucking her somehow.
See, why don't you lay in her bed and then sniff where her ass would be? That area where...
Maybe she's a tosser, so you don't know where she's at, you know?
I thought he meant tossing salad.
I know.
That's where my brain went.
She tosses and turns. So it's not a specific area.
Well, so it's all over the place.
Well, you got to go smell the whole fucking bed, right?
Yeah, man. That'd be awesome.
Dude, you know what? Like, if it were, like, back in the day, it would be cool, like, if... Because they would have naked pictures of themselves, probably.
Mm. Oh, you know, that's right.
But now it's like everything's on their phone and stuff.
Digital.
Okay, they left their tablet open and all of their pictures.
That would be amazing.
I like it.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And their videos.
Everything.
And Holy shit.
And you get to just fucking watch and
fucking jerk off.
Fall asleep.
I know.
Yeah.
Fall asleep.
He gets caught.
But there's no way you're going to get caught, right?
No. You got 24 hours.
24 hours. Oh, that's a full day, bro.
All right. So make sure you take a USB port with you, you know, and then you can fucking download
latex gloves.
Yeah.
And condoms. Because I know you're
yeah.
You don't want to leave a mess. You don't want to get any DNA behind.
Yeah. Just show up wearing it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can download that shit. Oh, that's awesome.
You don't even have to download it because it's going to leave a digital fingerprint. So what you use is you use your phone and you record it from the
tablet. But the quality is going to
if you have a Samsung, you're good. If you have a Samsung, you got no, that's not even a worry. That's not true, a like, oh my God, no. Samsung people, they're like, oh yeah, this is
But most people aren't smart enough to realize that their shit has been downloaded.
Right.
Like you put in the USB stick and you're like,
you wouldn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, cuz you're not taking it. You're just copying.
You're just uploading it.
Yeah, you're not like, okay. Yeah, you're okay. I thought he was sending it to his own email.
Oh, no.
Or his cloud.
Oh, no. At that point that's you.
Just don't take a picture of yourself while you're downloading it. Guess where I am?
I know, like a little Chinese girl.
Then it'd be over, bro.
I think those are Japanese, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Arigato.
Same thing.
Washi-washi.
Man, I don't. Fine.
So,
I like the idea.
Okay.
I like the idea. See, and I really have like a thing for Selma Hayek, even though she's like older and stuff.
Now, even now?
Yeah. I've always liked her, man. Even as an older woman, like I think she's fucking
hot. A voluptuous, beautiful woman.
Yeah,
for sure.
She is, yes.
Yeah, but fuck, I don't know if she would have like dirty stuff like that.
Oh, she would.
She would?
Yeah. Now at this age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let me ask
you. She relives her beauty, her youth.
By being sexy, dressing sexy.
Yeah, and not only that, but she has the archives.
True.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
If you found a sex toy,
would you use it?
I wasn't going to ask that.
Come on, Jericho.
On yourself? What are you going to do with it?
It's like,
what are you going to do with it? Put it in your asshole.
Yeah, start a sword fight and shit.
Holy shit.
No.
I'll lose that fight.
This is the time where I wish we were on video.
I know.
And for the people not seeing, Jericho laughs like a Muppet.
Yes, I do. My head just rocks back.
And his mouth is wide open.
Wide open, man. I laugh. When I laugh, I laugh
make
hard.
Make for the couch for me.
Dildos are not representative.
Mm.
Or it's not a good representation of the real male population, you know?
Right.
They make it seem like all men's penises are the size of a fucking...
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And it's untrue.
Right.
It is untrue.
Mm. Preach on.
Preach on, medium
dicks.
Preach
on.
Man, Medium dick.
Testify.
Fuck you, testify. Bitch.
I'm an ally. I'm a fucking ally.
You're a fucking spy.
Why are you guys shunning me, dog? Like
you're a spy.
All
bro.
I want to do is be friends.
All yeah, I want to do
is you make fun of us. That's what he is.
No.
That's all he does.
I would never make fun of you
in
guys.
In his fucking big dick meetings.
You know what I mean? So every Monday I sit with these with these three medium dick fools.
And I make him believe that I'm
an ally.
I'm an ally and I'm for their cause.
And they're eating it up.
Wait, do you guys have criteria in your big dick meetings? Like, is there like a limit, like the lower limit where you can be and be able to?
I know.
I think they have tips like warm the toilet water before you sit.
Okay,
you know?
I see.
So you don't want it hitting the cold water.
I understand that. But is there like, you know, criteria or?
Oh, you mean like Club Huge where you got to be over 200 pounds to get in?
Right. Something like that. Like, do you have, you know, stipulations to be a member?
Not really. They just say, show me your dick.
Uh-huh.
And then
now,
from there,
flaccid or hard? Because there's some.
No, because then if you're a grower, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
Right. And you're not a grower.
I am a grower.
You're not a shower.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what?
I hate writing shower.
Yeah.
When you write it, because then it says shower.
So you gotta put the little
dash.
Yeah, the little dash.
LAUSD education.
I didn't know that. No,
that's
no.
Oh, no, it's private school.
Private school.
So what's the lower limit of
the lower limit?
Yeah.
No, they're generous. They let people in with about 6.5.
Bullshit.
Oh, there we go. We can fucking go then.
See, you guys,
I still can't.
I'm with you. You're not alone.
No, so I can go to your fucking meeting,
bro. Man, come on, so we can fucking laugh at these fools.
We lost two members.
I didn't know this.
I'm recruiting.
I told you this motherfucker was fucking evil.
He's a fucking snake.
Now we're still
Cherokee.
Huh? Look,
no,
you wouldn't even feel comfortable, bro.
No, because everybody else is much bigger than you.
They're gonna be like,
at least over here, you're the biggest.
Right.
Oh.
No. But it's the concept of like, you know, if you want to like say, if you want to be rich, you hang out with rich people.
Yes, but I can't get any richer
with
my dick.
Bro.
Yeah, so right here, he's the richest.
Yes.
No.
You have more crypto than I do at this point.
He said all this crypto shit just went out the window.
Hold
the dick.
I'm holding. There's no way I can get bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, though, man. I'd rather
welcome back to the flock.
Yes, no. Yeah. I'd rather be the biggest in this group than the smallest in that group.
Yeah. Right. You know, exactly. See, that'll make you the medium dick president.
CEO.
Wait, I am not only a member. I'm not only the president. I am also a member.
But wait a minute. Does the medium dick group have an upper limit?
I mean,
I would say like 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So
anything above 7, you know, you got to go to large, big dicks.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm like right on the cusp.
That's fair.
Right on the cusp. I'm fucking good. All right, so I'll be the president.
All right.
CEO.
I'm good enough for like treasurer.
Says fucking sergeant at arms.
I'm the greeter. Welcome, brothers. Welcome.
Hey, this is Jules from the What Can Go Wrong podcast. You're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, Marlon, do you think the girls look for a dick print?
Hell yeah, they do, bro.
Really?
Hell yeah, man. Bro, that's why I can't wear fucking gray sweats, bro.
Why not?
Because they're not going to see shit.
Wait, no, you could chub up, though.
Yeah, but then I'll get fucking arrested for indecent exposure.
No. Just, you know, reading like a sexual text that you got in the past. Or maybe just like a video, you're just kind of like watching a little bit of porn or something, or like some ass that you received or something.
Yeah, chubbing up is a thing, man. I do that shit for physicals.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, when I'm about to get a physical, well, if it's from a woman, by a woman, I'm not gonna chub up for a man.
No, you still chub up for a man.
A little bit, yeah. I wasn't gonna admit it, but you don't want
to get criticized by a fellow peer.
But they've seen everything.
I'm sure they have, but there's gonna be like, oh yeah, this one takes a. This is the smallest one today.
Oh,
yeah. Smallest one today.
Yeah.
They give you a fucking a banana.
Or the week of the week, you know?
You think they talk about it amongst themselves?
I think
they do. I'm sure they do.
Of course.
They're people just like us, man.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, when you do chub up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And then you pull down your pants. Like, what do you expect them to do? Like, you expect them their eyes to get a little bit bigger?
No. But you're not going to see that face of disappointment. Like,
right. Like, you don't want to be embarrassed.
Like,
So you want like a,
Yeah, like something. Oh. At least. But you know what? But this last time I did it, I had a physical like 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. And like, I'm a grower. So I was like, and I knew it was a lady doctor. And I'm like, fuck, let me chub up a little bit before she gets here, you know? And I'm like over there fucking tugging and shit. And then so she gets there. And then she's like checking my balls. She didn't give a fuck. Oh. And I felt a little disappointed. I'm like, dude, I fucking shaved for you.
Wow.
And she didn't even care.
Not even that's, a hint. Not
nothing.
Even a, wow.
I've brought this up, but once I turned 40, I knew that the finger test was coming.
Oh.
No, is that 40? Is that 45? Is it 50?
They told me 45.
45. I heard 40.
Oh shit!
I heard
they wanted you early.
While he's still barrel,
like, that's a nice booty right there.
you might want to ask for your doctor's credentials,
actually,
bro.
Sorry. See, now that I think about it, maybe that it was because my tios, my
oh,
dad.
There's a history. Yeah. History.
There's a history. So they always said at 41 is where like a lot of them dreaded going to get a physical because they got the finger up.
Okay. Right.
And
whoa, you did two fingers up.
Well, I mean, sorry.
come on, he's a man. Right. You know.
Thank you.
You're right.
Thank
you. High five.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean,
come on,
if you're doing it right, Jerry.
Don't high five that.
If you're doing it right.
But let me tell you something. But if at any time your male doctor puts both his hands on your shoulders, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, what the fuck? There are no fingers back there, buddy. There are no fingers back. But I think like that. If there's a history, they will take you at 40. Oh, yeah, they will take your innocence
at
40.
It was, I don't know if it was a history, but it was, I later on, I caught on that it was a joke amongst them because in Mexico, the age 41 or the number 41 is like a jinx or like a homosexual jinx.
Really?
Yes. Oh. El 41. And it goes back to like Porfirio Diaz back in like the 1920s or something. Mm-hmm. All right. The history of it is Porfirio Diaz had a daughter. His daughter married a man that was gay. Mm-hmm. So he was a politician coming up and everything. But because he was married and plus it was a taboo and not only that, I think it was illegal. He used to partake in these, orgies or cross dressing parties. So there would be. I think they had 42 members, right? So it was, 21 and 21. So half of them dressed as women and the other as men. And they would, you know, have dances and parties. So they get raided. And when they get them all, there was 42 of them. But when they show them the list, the president of the list, he's like, yeah, there's 42. And he sees the name. He's like, no, I see 41.
Oh.
I see 41. So then that. The newspaper and everybody, they just went at it. So then there comes El 41 was like a jinx or, I guess, a homophobic number.
Yeah.
So you'll never see a high-rise building in Mexico that has a 41st floor. It's like the number 13th here.
Really?
Hey, we got to check that. We're going to go to the Latino America building, and I think that's a tall building.
Yeah,
right?
And if you don't see 41 and they skip it, then, you know.
And if it stops at 41, it's going to be a gay club. Hot stuff coming through.
Bring those shorts, Bartos.
Hey, we work hard. We party hard.
Bartos, you got another pair of shorts?
Yeah, I have like four of them.
Awesome, bro.
I'm gonna take them all.
Let him borrow one.
I will.
Frank too. Frank, give one to Frank.
True.
That's funny.
So we're saying that we're going to stop on the 44th.
We got it, bro. Okay. But only for prepared with the shorts.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
If they have it.
All right.
But yeah, so whenever I heard them saying like, you know, yeah, you know. Yeah, it's a complete 41 and it's a finger. So then I thought it was like at your 40s that you had to go like early 40s. Later on, I'm like, so when I went to my doctor when I turned 40, I shaved, I cleaned the derriere.
Mm. Right.
You washed all the dingleberries.
There was no dingleberries to fucking get stuck on. That's how smooth it was.
Oh shit!
Wow. Nice. Wow.
Nice. I just wanted to be presentable, you know.
That's commitment.
Because I'm like, right. I mean, he deals with this. He sees all kinds of, you know, literally shit.
Let's give him a nice one.
Yeah, like something where he could say, you know what, I appreciate this. I really do.
That's terrible.
I wish more patients would like consider it.
Yes.
So when they finally got back there, he was like, oh, okay.
No.
Nothing.
I didn't get that.
What?
I didn't. I got. I was disappointed because how they do it now is through a blood test.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's how they check your prostate now.
No.
Yeah. What? I don't get.
Or your shit. But you're not gonna get the finger now.
They don't do that anymore.
Wow. They ask you to take a shit.
Well, no. What they do is they send you a kit
to your house,
and it's like a little vial with a little cotton swab. So what they say is you take a dump, you wipe, and then whatever you get it from the paper, and you fucking rub the
stool sample.
Yeah, stool sample, and you put it in that, and then you mail it back in.
So like a COVID test, kind of like,
yeah, right. But for your ass,
yeah.
What
can I just stick the little cotton swab in my ass?
Is that gonna do anything for you?
I mean, you bidet, so there's nothing there for it to grab.
That's true.
Damn. It would have to go really deep in, and the little thing is like not that.
Might know. Break.
It belongs in the medium sized dick club.
True.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Jerry has to go to the doctor to get a fucking Q-tip. Get it removed.
I slipped
out of it. Sir, how would you slip on a Q-tip?
Yeah.
Well, when it fell on the floor, it landed upside up, right side up.
So I was disappointed. Until this day, I haven't gotten a finger up my ass.
Well, that's horrible, man.
No, it's not horrible.
I know, since it'd be like, Fox, since you're like 13, you hear about this shit.
Yeah, I know, right? This is a good thing, bro.
Well, I mean, like fucking Victoria said, you know, since you were a kid,
I know.
You've been told that this is going to happen, and now it's not going to happen.
Okay, but, okay, at least want a female to perform this procedure. Because, listen, when I had this one trip with my friends, I was trying to, like, sell my sperm.
Okay.
Okay.
And the magazine just wasn't cutting it, bro. So I was like, hey, I need a little help.
Which road were you on?
We were on our way to Austin, Massachusetts.
No, okay.
Yeah, we're on our way to Austin, Massachusetts.
Okay. Oh, for what reason? You were helping out a friend?
Yeah,
or?
This motherfucker, he's an idiot, man. He sent his girlfriend a fucking videotape of him having sex with another, like, co-ed. Another girl.
That sounds like a Josh.
Yeah, pretty much. And we were trying to circumvent the mail, trying to get there faster, and so we can just grab that videotape, and, you know, the girl never has to see it.
That's
know?
A good
hey, wait a minute. Isn't this also the when you guys blew up the car? That's why you needed the money, right?
That's right, yeah. So we stole a fucking bus, a little school bus.
Jesus.
Since the fucking car. We tried to, like...
Wait a minute, a short bus?
It was a little short bus, yeah.
You know who uses short buses?
Who does?
Retards.
No.
Oh.
Hold. 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 You know, special needs children.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we stole it from the blind kids.
Oh.
So. I mean, they didn't see shit.
They didn't see it.
No, they did. Not even the girl that was in the front counter. Oh. She was blind too. So it was kind of easy.
So. Was this the movie where your homie killed the cheetah?
I'm sorry. What?
Oh. He
the little guy.
Yeah.
The skinny guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, I just found out that guy is gay.
What?
DJ Quails?
Yeah.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my friend.
DJ Quails?
Yeah, he's gay. He's marrying a fucking dude.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Good for him. Is he a cheetah, too?
What the hell's wrong with
him? Is he a cheetah?
No,
that's fucking movie jerky.
Wait, what? What?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that was Road Trip.
Road Trip.
No, man, I didn't even tell you the best part.
What's the best part?
This one nurse, bro. And I don't even know if she was a nurse, but she was, you know, she was pretty attractive, man. I asked her for help to, you know, so she can jack me off. But instead, she put a finger up my ass to hit my prostate. Just and it made me ejaculate like that, bro. Like that. And it was the best fucking feeling ever. So anytime after that, I was seeing a girl.
Uh-huh.
I made them, you know, use not only one, two fingers.
And holy
it
shit.
Made me just,
so it was stiffer, right? It was stiffer.
It was stiffer back there. Yeah. So it was, I really, really enjoyed
Stifler
that.
Stifler was in that movie too?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the guy that gets his prostate stimulated.
No. At the end of the movie, he goes back.
No, he's dating a girl, and that's his request.
Yes, I was dating a girl.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, it's a college girl. And he's all like, oh, so you said two? Yeah, two. No, okay. Make it three.
Oh, fuck. I remember that part.
Holy shit.
That was a fun time.
That was Road Trip, Jerry. Yeah. It's not your life.
No,
not your life.
It was back in college, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not cheating if it's your dog.
Exactly. Right. And this was after me and my friends made a pact to have like sex in high school because all of us we were all virgins. So.
All right.
So you guys had sex with each other?
No, not with each other.
Why are you always so gay?
I don't know.
Sounds like
I don't know. It's a little
very
concerning.
American. You know, it's like very American.
So we had a good time, bro. High school and college was the best.
Yeah, that was American Pie.
I was laughing because that new listener, the girl that messaged us,
right?
And she was like, so I started listening to your show and I noticed that you guys talk a lot about dick and jacking off. She's like, is that all guys talk about? And I'm like, no, that's all we talk about.
No,
it's all guys.
Yeah, it's all guys. And don't forget fart jokes too.
Right, and fart jokes.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah.
The fuck were we talking about?
I don't know.
We're talking about the dog. Oh, chubbing before.
Yes. Well.
Yeah. I've chubbed before, yes.
You have to chub, man.
You have to.
You don't want
to
chub.
But sometimes it's, I don't know about you, Mick, but sometimes the rules are very uninviting.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
There's nothing in there that gives you the idea of.
You have a phone.
Yeah.
But I have a question.
You have a phone.
I have a question.
But you're not allowed to open your phone.
Well, not during the exam, bro.
But I have a question, though. Who is this benefiting? You or the person looking at your dick?
You.
Your ego.
It's your ego. It's your self-respect, bro. Like you know, you don't want to feel embarrassed.
But just because you're the CEO, you don't get to really experience the. You're in the between line, you know.
Right.
You're between the medium and the big dick.
I can go either.
Yeah.
Club.
Plus, especially if you're a short, like dudes that are showers, they don't have to worry about that shit because they're just always hanging. You know what I mean? Like. Not that I know, but I'm just saying. I'm assuming.
You said that with like such confidence.
I know, right? It's conviction.
How sad is that, though? Like, you're almost at the climax. So, you know, if a girl sees your dick, they're going to expect more. Right. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't grow that much more. They're like, what a letdown.
As a shower. Here's the thing. This is where the law of physics kicks in.
Okay.
Because it's hanging, right? But when you're excited and you want to shower the goods, it rises. Then it gives you that little curve. So if you get a shadow, if your dick casts a shadow, then it acts more to it. Mm. You know.
So if you can tell from north from west from it.
Yeah.
Right. Shadow, no money. Yeah,
it's the compass.
We need a compass. Victorious.
What the fuck? Fucking NASA calendar. What the fuck?
Oh, looks like we're having an eclipse.
Send the button. Listen to me. Look it.
It's the Ask the Fellas show. Only on Wasted Time Radio.
Hey, Bartles, I got a question for you, bro.
Oh, my God.
What? It's just a small question.
Nothing good ever comes from these, but let's go.
It's just a very, very innocent question.
Okay, go.
Let's just say, can we make a vow that if we ever get a chance to meet Ana de Armas, and I mean in advance, like we know in advance that we're going to meet her, we bring each other?
Oh, yeah, but what are we
so
doing?
So you'll be each other's plus one?
Right, like, so, you know, we get a chance to meet her. We win, like, I don't care. It's a fucking contest, whatever it
like
is.
Like a meet and greet.
A meeting. I don't care what it is.
Meet and greet or greet my meet.
Yeah. Yeah. You just, like, say that we just make a vow that we bring each other. A pact, bro. Whatever you want to call it.
I'm down.
And if she just happens to be horny that day, and she, you know, needs a man's... you know, companionship.
Yeah, she's going to get the treasurer.
He handles the money.
Uh-huh.
You bring your A game, but then I get to watch. How's that?
Ooh.
Because I can't do it. I'm a married man. I've been married since I was 12.
Mm.
So if I bring you along and she's horny, I can't. I gotta step back, bro.
But
you're there to pick up the pieces.
Let's do it.
What do you think?
Let's do.
Does that work for you?
Are you within line of sight?
Oh, I'm like fucking 2 feet away, bro.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in fucking
True
Lies.
True Lies.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
You know, I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to sit on you, and Adam is going to be right on top of
no,
me.
No, wait, wait. Oh, no.
he has his pants on.
Okay.
Yeah, but why are you sitting on him?
Wait a minute. Don't fucking.
don't gloss over this.
That's a train caboose situation.
I mean, I'm close.
Yeah,
bro,
you know,
I'm
he
close.
Wants to be close, but you know, he doesn't get to do
it. Well,
anything.
What about if she puts her back on his back?
Wait, what? Shit happens yeah. in the
why would
the
she
heat
do that? You guys are back to back while Barlos is railing her.
You know what? It'll be like doggy style. You'll be in doggy style. He's on top of you.
Or you can lay on the bed face down.
No, I can't touch her, bro. I'm a married man, bro.
So you want to touch Barlos?
So Barlos, you want Barlos touching you? Are you wearing pants?
It's best.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I am wearing. Okay. I'm fully clothed. Bro.
Yes.
Okay, I'm actually. So you'll feel it.
Yeah. I'm a hazmat suit. Whatever. I don't care.
Fuck.
As long as I'm close enough to see.
I don't think Jericho will get excited. So it'll be okay. Because I'm going to be on top of him. I mean, how can, you know.
I would. I don't know. I would be okay with just sitting in a chair on the corner fucking watching, bro. I don't think I need them that close.
Would you have snacks?
You know what? He's like, smoking a cigarette.
I don't know.
Drinking my martini.
Would you have popcorn or some nachos?
That would make me feel dirty fucking eating snacks and shit.
You know, I was okay with that at the beginning, but I like his suggestion better, bro.
Like, because she's that much closer.
I'm in the action now, bro. But yeah. I'm not touching her.
Right.
Yeah. I like it.
But that's not even a story you can tell.
I can tell.
Because everybody will focus on the fact that he was grinding on your lap.
Why are you focusing on that?
Because
that's what I'm focusing on.
That's what everybody would focus
that's
on.
That's what I'm
like,
focusing on.
Like,
I'm
what
like,
the
wait a minute.
What
the
fuck?
No, but you have to understand, I know the Adamus was a mere 10 inches away from him.
Well, you can request
no, you're more
that.
Than 10 inches, bro.
Like you,
yeah, you're more. Yeah.
I'm a little wider. Though.
Yeah. I'm like.
All right. Okay.
You're very modest.
Let's get serious.
Okay, let's go.
Let's get serious. Serious. It's time to get serious. Woo!
Okay, I will do her in the bed.
Okay. Yes.
Jericho will be in this on the sofa watching, and that's how we'll tell the story.
Now, let me ask you.
Right.
Are you going to angle it so that he gets the full picture?
Ooh.
Or are you going to do it where, like, all he sees is her head and your head or whatever it is?
Oh, please don't be your ass facing me. I do not want to see that.
Oh. I mean, but you see her.
You know what? Since this whole thing was between Jericho and myself and us winning this prize,
right?
I'm going to give him the prize.
Wait, let me
the Jericho, you get the money shot.
I'm gonna give him the prize of him being able to watch whatever he wants.
Like, okay.
He can tell me, okay, hey man, you know, angle it a little bit like this way,
I don't know that. Yeah.
Put her leg on your shoulder, you know, so I can see the vagina. Mm,
but,
you know, fucking.
But you don't think that's gonna be like a mind fuck, and it's gonna make you go limp and shit?
No.
Bro, it's fucking out of that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I really enjoy is when you're gonna be standing up.
Uh-huh.
And then her fucking legs are going to be right over your arms, and you're just going to be railing her, like, standing up.
That's too... I mean, you're visualizing it too. I mean, you've thought about this.
No, yes, no. I have.
You know,
okay.
You know, the best one would be her cowboy style.
Cowgirl.
On me. Cowgirl.
I'm like, be careful with that one.
As a cowboy.
I mean, cowgirl.
Stop thinking about
cowgirl.
Me. Think
cowgirl
about
style.
Anna. Think about Anna.
I'm on the bed.
Okay.
She's like
reverse.
Reverse
no,
cowgirl.
No.
Yeah, reverse
well,
cowgirl.
The reverse is her facing him.
She's
right.
Facing Jerry.
Right.
Okay.
Right?
So yeah. I'm right behind you.
No,
you're in front.
You're in front.
No, fuck that. Like, let's say you're backwards on the bed. Like, your head is at the foot.
Okay.
And Ana de Armas is cowgirl style.
Okay.
And then,
well, that's mission. That's missionary.
No, that's cowgirl.
That's
regular
cowgirl.
Regular cowgirl.
And I can see her titty.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the other way around, I'm going to be seeing a lot of balls, bro.
No, you're not, because she's like fucking on top of me fucking doing her thing.
I know ass is there, but your balls are going to be like the main attraction.
Yeah, but my balls, they're not saggy. I'm not 45, 48, whatever.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, no, mine's are.
So. I'm all balls, baby. Let's go. All
right, my balls haven't dropped.
But I'd prefer the side view.
Okay.
I like that even better, because
hey,
I love legs.
Whatever
bro.
You want, I'll do for you.
Okay.
I'll do for you.
Oh,
So we're working this out. You know, we're gonna be, by the time that we get this chance, we'll have a really good plan going.
Hell yeah. Let's do this. High five.
I like it.
Should be 60. You'll be what? Fucking 70.
Wait, she's older.
Wait, whoa.
I mean, because maybe by that time she's like, you know.
We're talking about in the next few days.
Yeah, we
gotta make it happen.
Yeah, we ain't talking about when she's old.
All right, at that point. I just want to make sure I get all the details. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Get it out of the way because
we're talking about sexy fucking out of the atomizer.
See, that's a plan I can get behind now. You know what I mean? Because the sitting on the lap,
Are you watching?
Yeah. No. Of course. You know what I mean? I like just the way they described it right now, I think that would be ideal.
That'd be better, right?
Yeah, that would be ideal. And if he did want to smash and you wanted to be close to her, I'd be like, hey, come smash her right here, right next to me.
Okay.
And you know what I mean? Maybe you guys can be rubbing shoulders and shit. Like, no.
The only thing I could think of is he was looking out for me because he wanted me closer to the action. Right. So I appreciate that because I'm the one that got the date to go out with Anna, you know?
That's a good friend, man. That's a good friend. Yeah. I'm
just saying.
But I envy
you too.
Yeah. We need to have this kind of conversation so we can be ready.
Right, just in case.
I don't think I have that kind of friendship with Fernie or Esteban.
and just to guarantee that he doesn't get hard while I'm on top of him, he has to wear a chastity belt.
Oh, great.
Dude, that's going to hurt.
That's golden.
That's going to hurt because he's going to get excited.
That's his problem. That's on him, bro.
No, we're not talking about those kind of chastity belts. What are you talking about? Mine's going to look like a cup. You know, so I'll have room in there to get chastity belts
for women.
I mean,
they were not for men.
Yes, but it's enough room for me to get hard, right?
Because even with a cup, it's still going to fucking hurt. No,
no, yeah. I thought, because I've seen the ones that it's like your dick goes inside of it, but like there's no room for you to grow.
Right. It's fucking right.
So that'll hurt.
That shit is insane. I don't understand that shit.
No, thank you. No, thank you, bro.
I don't know. I'll try it one day. Behind that. You can see the curiosity behind that.
I know, right? Like, okay.
I'm like, oh, you can make it a game. Like, let's see how, like, edgy. How far can I get it before, like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, fuck that, man. It's crazy.
Nah, big dick people, don't worry about this.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Hold!
No!
Hold, motherfuckers! No. Fucking hold and buy. Buy and hold.
Buy and hold.
God damn it.
Isn't it too late?
It's never too late.
It's too late for us, bro. We never had money in the game.
Man. I fucked up 3 years ago when it was fucking down in the dumps. Mm-hmm. Fucking $5 for Solana. Okay. That's where it should be.
Oh, it was at $5.
And right
$5,
now?
Bro. In 3 years, it went up to $182.
Oh,
imagine.
I need to check mine. I might. That sounds familiar.
Oh, fool.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I need to check.
You better.
Because I still have Coinbase, and I haven't logged in like 3 years.
Oh, you better. Hopefully you remember the password.
Seriously. Yeah, I know.
This motherfucker might have $1 million.
Imagine this fucking account. City.
Yeah. He's gone.
Hey, what happened, Victoria? Like, he opened his Coinbase account.
He sold.
Shit. I told you to hold, motherfucker. Oh, man. With that said, fellas, get the fuck out of here, man.
All right.
All right, all right, all right.
What? I got a rant.
Oh,
wait.
I got a rant.
All right.
All right. What we got?
This one is for Oso.
Oh, yeah. He deserves
it. Yeah. You know what? Oso, fucking, you know what? Fuck it. You ruined the ending of the show.
What?
Know? He ruined it for me.
How? Why is that?
Well, one, he started talking smack. Okay. You know, like, it wasn't easy. Writing those lyrics.
I
know I don't sing the prettiest, but I try to kind of match it up to Alex Lora because he sings kind of, you know, raspy.
So I try to do that,
you know? But I really put my heart and soul into that song.
Okay, yeah.
And
he comes here
and he, like, trashes it. You know? And then you add that dude, the what's his name? The old man.
Jim Valvano.
Yes. And I'm all like, you know, it's just like,
oh, so he has a rant on you too?
No, well, no, because he also
that was
pressured
also's.
Him.
Also's the one that told him.
Yeah,
to
you should add
it.
This.
No. I added that on my own volition, but
volition.
Volition.
No.
Volition.
No, my own. Free
is that
will.
Like abolition?
No.
Like slavery?
My own free will.
Yeah, there you go. See, just like slavery.
I thought it was a high school person that got to speak on the podium.
No, that's a valedictorian.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit.
All right. So wait a minute. What's the word again?
My own volition.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Okay. No.
Country of origin?
No. I added that because I really love that idea that every day you should laugh, you should think, and then you should cry, bro. Crying is a really good fucking thing.
Do you cry every day?
I try to, bro.
Why?
But because it's so like it's somehow your emotions are just you feel alive.
You're like, man, I need to cry because I have so much money. Mm, you know, and you think about these sad people out there
without money.
With no money.
You know. Actually, I'm a bad person. I don't think about that.
And no Bitcoin to fall on.
I don't think about the poor people. I'm sorry.
So, back to my rant.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes.
I'm sorry. I just had to get that out because I've been itching to be here to just share that.
Well, you should get that checked out, bro.
Yeah, it's called also itch. You
know? Why are you listening to that Arabian motherfucker, man?
You know what? I asked to see a picture of him. I wanted to see how if the voice matched. You know what? No. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I hear him. I thought he was a little bit smaller, like more petite. You know, because the way he speaks is like a
woman.
It's soft. And not only that, but I actually was turned on by his lisp at first.
Whoa.
But then,
whoa.
After he...
But how
he,
did you know his lips were nice?
Lisp.
No, lisp. Oh. Lisp.
Lisp. It's a...
<you're>, this fool's thinking lips.
I know, lips. I mean, they're a little voluptuous, but I wouldn't say they're nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, okay, you know what? I never did nothing to this guy. But he came in swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Guns blazing.
Yeah, Guns blazing. I'm all like, what the hell did I do to this guy?
Yeah. Well, he's not the only one. You know that, right?
Oh, no. The other one, I know who it is. Ceviche Joe.
Ceviche Joe, that's right. Oh, no, right.
Yeah. And I've had words with him about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. He was talking shit, too. Damn.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't fuck with Ceviche Joe, bro.
No. I didn't. You know, we talked it out, like two adults, but we both talked it out.
Over a bowl of his ceviche?
Oh, but his micheladas. They're pretty
good. Yeah, man.
They look good, man.
Yeah, I've had them.
Yeah.
Check out his Instagram, man.
Yeah, Ceviche Joe.
Ceviche Joe on Instagram. You guys can't, won't be disappointed.
Yeah, but even the way Ceviche Joe came about it, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a
confrontation.
It wasn't an attack, you know? He was polite about it.
Sure.
But this one, it felt personal. So, yeah, also, I don't know you. I know how you look now. All right.
I will find you.
I don't have many skills. But the ones that I do have, I'm talking to you. All right. So back to your.
Flip it up, flip it down, motherfuckers.
Hold,
motherfuckers.
All right. So, you know what? Thank you, Jerky.
Wait, you get another chance to talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a rant.
That was a rant.
You this didn't wait your turn. Night.
This is, well, I got pointed at.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got pointed at.
He's got it. I know, but you interrupted.
It's okay. He's a guest. Okay.
All right. He's allowed to interrupt.
I had it was building in me. I had to let this fury out.
That rage. He's a welcome guest, unlike Oso.
That's come on.
Yeah.
I like the supposed fake fella.
So thank you for inviting me. Thank you, Barlos, for having my back. I got your back.
Always, bro.
And Victorious, I'm not going to say I envy you, but I envy you, but I don't. Because I don't have to use a donut.
Because I have the couch, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't have to use a donut.
I thought we were talking about his big dick.
You know, but now that I know that, you know, you're a grower, it makes things.
That's why I'm an ally, dude.
Okay, I get it. All right. And Cherokee, of course. Thank you for reaching out and letting me know. I enjoyed coming down here. I did everything to get here on time.
Oh, man. Thank you. We appreciate you showing up, man.
I didn't show up with gifts only because I got straight out of work.
No, you didn't need gifts.
No, you don't need.
Yeah, it's just so that I don't want also, you
know. Just don't let it happen again.
I know. I don't want also coming at me again. Like, hey, did he bring anything?
You showed up empty-handed.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, don't worry about it.
All right.
And we really appreciate you joining us and being one of the fellas today. It really means a lot to us. We love your show.
Thank you.
And
you know what? That's another rant.
What's that?
Victoria's never fucking says, and a shout out to Chicano-ish, Bombastic, you know, what is it? Oh, the brother and sister, What Can Go Wrong podcast. And I'm all like, And I'm listening. I'm like, when is he gonna throw a shout out to Chicano Shuffle?
You know where I fuck up? I shout out Ramon. I shout you out, and I don't shout out Chicano Shuffle.
I haven't heard a shout out in about maybe 15, 20 episodes.
No.
And he ain't lying. No. He listens to each and every one.
No,
of
no.
Them.
Watch, I'm gonna find the episode. No, I'm not. I'm lying. I'm not gonna look at the episode. All right,
that's
but I promise. Rant. But you know what? I'm gonna give you a shout out today. Oh, wow. And that was already in the plans. Because you're here. Yeah. You're here, but you know what?
He's like, and you're close enough to fucking throat check me right now.
I know. Like, let me protect my throat real quick.
Dude, that shouldn't be protected. I'm going to go for your nuts, man.
This is ass.
A little tajitazo.
Oh, man. But yeah, like everybody said, man, thank you, Ramon, for being here, man. We appreciate it. Even though, you know, it started off as insurance and Barlow showed up, but,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's always good to get a four-man show in, man.
In his own valedictorian way, right?
Yes. Yeah. My own volition.
There you go. Under your own volition.
Well, isn't that when you're abolish. Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking violation.
No, not violation. No. That one was retired some years ago.
Yeah. We don't
use
that.
I haven't violated myself in a while.
Yeah, man. But thank you, man. And shout out to Ramon. And also shout out to Chicano Shuffle.
Thank you.
I know. Woo! Nah, man. But you know, you guys are day one homies. Yeah, but you're right. You're right. And we appreciate your rants.
Jericho always throws us in the little promo like, hey, this is Ramon. This is Dylan.
Yeah.
Chicano Shuffle, you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, so, man.
At least I know. I feel the love from over here.
Yeah.
I don't even have your number.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
We've talked on the phone.
No, we talked through Instagram.
No, we haven't. I will pull up your phone number right now. But you know what? I'll pull it up after.
All
right. Okay. Because Bartles has to get back to his
okay.
daughter.
All right. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Gotta go.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys for everything. Thanks for listening. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want to give a little recommendation to a show that came out on Netflix not so long ago. It's called The Gentleman. Have you guys been able to take a look at that?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty good.
It is. It's a lot of British.
Brit lingo.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Yeah, but it's not so much where you get annoyed. Because my wife, anytime any British movie comes on, like right away, she's like, I'm out.
Really?
She hates the British
subtitles.
Fucking language. Yeah.
Nah, man. I fucking love that shit, man.
Like, that language is just terrible.
Especially
bro.
When it's like a cute ass fucking girl. Fucking
of course.
Fucking, right? The girl in
the
girl in the series.
Yeah.
She's fucking cute as fuck. She's in like the most beautiful girl in the world, but the accent. You're just her.
You're talking about the main actress, right?
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah. She's
the
pretty girl.
The co-star, yeah.
I also really like the one that stole the plants from the Asian guy. She's actually kind of cute, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's how the British chicks are kind of cute.
Fucking Jimmy.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
Fucking stupid-ass Jimmy.
But it's a good, it's a really good show.
It is.
The only complaint I have, there's no titties.
I know.
What the fuck?
Those type of shows should have titties at least
every
other episode. Because they go to fucking strip clubs.
Exactly.
So, come on, man.
They go to strip clubs and they show no titties?
No, I mean, I'm saying in general.
Oh.
You know, over there,
they have a gentleman's meeting, you know? Like, you go together and you have a conversation. You talk about your dealings and your wheelings and everything. And in the background,
there should be
titties.
Girls dancing,
exactly,
man.
And it's like the easy cop-out, right?
Right.
But it's still a good show. I'm enjoying it, and I'm trying to finish the series up before I go to Mexico. So, like, that way I don't have to worry about, like, the whole international fucking thing, whatever. Because, you know, when you go to Mexico, it's not the same shows that they have here.
Right.
Oh, it changes.
Different licenses.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
So. Well, you know, you can download the episodes, right?
See,
then you can watch it on the plane.
Yes.
Hold!
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática. unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Perdón, ni tampoco disculpar.